Dreamscape presents Mrs. Nixon by Ann Beatty. Copyright 2011 by Ann Beatty. This audiobook was recorded by arrangement with Scribner, a division of Simon & Schuster. Read by the author.
Mrs. Nixon, a novelist imagines a life. Ann Beatty. For Jane and Bob Hill. A note on the book. What you will hear is based on research. There is a chronology appended that will allow the listeners to know when certain events or moments in Mrs. Nixon's life occurred. Also at the back of the book there are notes which correspond to individual sections. I imagine dialogue to which I had no access. I do my best to write as I think my characters would think and speak, based on what I've read about them. In some cases, factual events are used only as points of departure, which should become clear. Those times I write fiction will be recognizable as such. The majority of events, letters, and names are real. As a young man, Richard Nixon did date Ola Florence Welch. King Timahoe was the Nixon's dog. Henry Kissinger was Secretary of State. My readings of many texts, from a story by Maupassant to the play The Romantic Age, are conveyed as I understand them. Tuck is given credit, he denies it somewhat hollowly, for putting on an engineer's hat and waving the Nixon train along in 1960, somewhat enraging the candidate who had just begun a rear platform speech. He is also alleged to have rapped sharply on the glass of the driver's compartment in the Nixon campaign bus one day in Iowa, ordering the driver to start up. He did. The only problem was that Mrs. Nixon was still in town, a fact that was not discovered.